Psalm 77. I want to read that entire verse. There are only 532 verses in Psalm 77. So we'll be here a little while. Just kidding, there's only 20. But we do want to read all 20 of them tonight. It's a very interesting chapter. Not that there's anything unusual to each verse. It's very interesting how it begins because of how it concludes. The title of the theme of the message tonight is when to get the victory means you can't look ahead, you've got to look back. The church, that's very rarely the case when it comes to pursuing victory. But there are times in your life to get victory, present victory, present victory. You can't always look ahead. Sometime you've got to look back. We're going to preach about that tonight by the grace of God. Look with you, Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. Now here is the pivot verse, the entire chapter, verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou ledest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Period. That's what's interesting about this chapter. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, dear God, for your goodness and for your grace and the fact that you are God and we are not. Thank you, Lord God, that you're in control of life itself and every detail involved within it. And Father, tonight as we go about to pursue your will and to find God in the midst of this earth, Lord, and to live for you and to somehow live a life pleasing and obedient unto you, God Almighty, is our desire. Father, as we deal with the circumstance that face us, O God, as we deal with life itself, God, that you'd give us wisdom and grace and direction. Father, you'd show us how to take steps, to make decisions, to think thoughts, to live life, O God Almighty. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd speak to us out of your word, that you'd inspire us with your divine thought, that your anointing, God, would seize this message in our hearts and our minds tonight, that these things would cleave to us in the most essential hour. We pray, God, that you'd speak by your Spirit. We'll give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, I read this, I believe it was today or yesterday, one of the two. And always, to my recollection in reading the Bible, when, and especially in the book of Psalms, when the psalmist begins with a lamentation or a trouble, an adversity, hardship, he begins to plead unto the Lord, and sometimes the pleading lasts for a duration of that chapter, but it ends in God coming, God answering, God providing, God speaking, God moving. But what is so interesting about chapter 77 is the period at the end of the sentence. Now, I want to dissect this for just a moment, for a little while, in the first nine verses before we get to our pivotal verse in verse 10. And I want you to follow along with me. If you don't need this tonight or didn't need it yesterday, it's very likely, in the very likelihood, you're going to need it maybe in a tomorrow or two. That there'll be moments in your life that you're going to say, where did the pastor preach that one Wednesday night? I would I could recall that particular message. I'm just going to title this in Psalm 77 Moments. Let's call it that. Psalm 77 Moments. And it's interesting that it's Psalm 77, isn't it? The perfect number of a divine God. Amen. Only leaves out 1-7. Saints, you and I fill that in. Amen. Just like you fill in the period. Praise God. Now let's go to this. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. And he heard me. Now, I've never had a time, saints, when God, I didn't know that God wasn't hearing me. Not since I've been saved. There have been times I've accused him of not hearing me because he didn't come through for me. But there's never been a time to my recollection that God has never not heard me. So is it with the psalmist here. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night. What language? And ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Now, saints, I'm talking about deepest despair. I'm not talking about a choice not to be comforted, frustrated by circumstances, allowing ourselves. I'm talking about to the place where it touches the deep of the soul. I'm talking about that Hannah moment where even her husband, who loved her greatly, but she had exhausted this experience after many years, and she could no longer be comforted. I'm talking about those kind of moments. My soul ran in the night. I mean, it didn't just stop in the waking hour of the day, but my soul ran in the night. Ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Wasn't my mind, it was my down in my soul. I remembered God, and I was troubled. Oh my God, what a statement. He said, I remembered God. And when he remembered God, he was troubled. Even the remembrance of God didn't bring peace, but trouble. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Even in my complaint, my spirit was overwhelmed. I'm talking about a man who's dealing with God, church. I'm not talking about a man who's talking about a man dealing with God. This man himself is relating this incident, this time of his life, this circumstance that embroiled him. I remembered God, verse 3, and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, or think about this. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. Now he's recollecting. He begins to consider. He begins to think of former times, how God did things in the past for people, how he wrought miracles and signs and wonders and moved mightily. And he's thinking about this. He's reminiscing perhaps from better days of his own life. He recalls testimonials of men of the past, women of God, all of this. He's looking back because this present hour is greatly troubled. He's considering days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. In other words, I just wasn't floating along with the tide. I was endeavoring, searching, seeking out diligently. My song in the night I was singing as to encourage himself. Verse 7, will the Lord... Actually, it brings a period to verse 6 and begins verse 7. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean, gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. I mean, here's a man seeking God. He's throwing effort at this. I mean, he's throwing effort. He's seeking God. Remember God's tender mercy. Song in the night, recalling ancient times. And oh, then it's as if as he puts a hand against a wall and leans heavenly and then begins to ask some soulful questions. For three verses, he goes in a soulful question. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. Think about this. That's repeated over and over again. Verse 10 is the pivot of this whole chapter. And I said, this is my infirmity. That's what he'd come to conclude. This is my infirmity. This is where I'm at. This is my hour. This is where I'm at. This is the conclusion of the whole thing right here. This is me. This is my circumstance, my problem, my difficulty. This is the whole deal. This is where I'm at. This is it. He's cried unto God, sought God. God heard his voice. He's remembering days of old, former time, lifts up the song in the night. Finally says, God forgotten. Finally just concludes, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Saints, there's something about the right hand of God. That right hand of victory, that right hand of fellowship, that right hand of gathering near, that right hand upon the shoulder, that right hand of the power of God, the deliverance of God. He said, I'll remember those. I will remember. Saints, it came to this man. Now, we realize this, verse 10 is an important verse of this, because we're going to get a period at the end of 20 sentences. And it's not going to be the conclusion that we usually get. And if you notice, the word Selah is repeated multiple times. I didn't count them. You can later. Don't do it now. But repeated multiple times for a reason. Didn't want us to forget this. There was something vastly important about this moment. When God drew him out, there was no answer to the question. You know, saints, as long as there's an answer, even if it's a long question, there's an answer. But I'm going to tell you, this thing shuts off with a period. 20 sentences, he's done. The song is over with. We're moving on with the next thing. It's it. No answer comes. So you got to go back and find where the importance is of the chapter. You got to go back and you'll find it in verse number 10. It's verse 10, saints, if you want to mark the key to chapter 77. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Saints, there are times in your life when your present victory will not come by looking forward, but only by looking back. Many times we can only conceive things ahead, the future, by hopes that it brings. But saints, there are times when you need spontaneous victory in your life. You need present tense victory in your life. You need hope for today. You need the blessing of the Lord for this hour. You need God to show up somehow in you in this moment of time. You need a breakthrough now. You've got to get through now. And saints, there are some victories, as we realize here in chapter 27s, that chapter 77, we're going to find out here that there are some present victories that do not come because you're looking forward. They only come when you look back. The church, you can't go forward by stumbling, looking back before, but there are times when you need present victory to come now. You're not necessarily seeking the future days ahead. It's not necessarily the thing that you're seeking God for. It's victory that you need for your sore that runs in the night. You need help for the hour. You need something to lift you up out of the quagmire. You've got to get out of this sinking hole you're in. You got to get out of this trouble that surrounded you. You got to get through the trial. You got to get through the moment. And in those singular times, saints, often you cannot get over it. by continuing to probe the future. But you're going to have to turn around and you're going to have to embrace the past. And you're going to have to recall all of the good things that God has done for you. Come on, church. I said in those times, you're going to have to recall the good things that God has done for you. Oh, my God. There are times you and I have got to stop in all our forward progress. Now, there is a tendency, a propensity within human nature. Sometimes it's more in others than it is in others. But this, when you're trying to get a hold of something and you're trying to lay a hold of it and it's not coming, oftentimes we'll work that much more feverishly to lay a hold of something that we cannot seem to get within our grasp. We'll exhaust ourselves in the effort. And the more we exhaust ourselves, we worsen the condition presently upon us. We frustrate everything. We've moved outside the boundaries. We're pushing for everything we're worth. Saints, there comes a time when the thing is not giving way to betterment. And we're not seeing the answer come. And it appears that the heavens are silent. You have an audience with God. The psalmist, as you recollect, in the first portion of chapter 77, as a fact, verse number 1, says, "And he gave ear unto me." In other words, the psalmist had an audience with God at his first request and never lost it. Never says he lost it. He did question, has God forgotten? But he had an audience with God all the way through. But the difference was God wasn't answering him. And there are times when you and I are pushing into the future with every ounce of strength that we have. And it seems the more we probe, the heaven are still silent. We know God's hearing us. We know God knows where we're at. We know God knows what's going on in our life. But he's not changing our circumstances. Things aren't getting better. We're not coming into peace and tranquility and victory in our state of mind and state of spirit. Then there comes a time you've got to come to verse number 10 in your chapter 77 moment when you finally come to a conclusion of, "This is my infirmity." Somebody say this with me tonight. "This is my infirmity." Now close your eyes and don't look around. And I want you to say this to God. "This is my infirmity." Now I want you to say it one more time. You're going to fill in that third seven. "This is my infirmity." Lift your hands with me across this room. The eyes closed. Just shut them with God for a moment. Oh, saints, offer that sacrifice to the Lord right there. Offer it right there. Put it on the altar right there. Put it there. Oh, great God. Oh, great God. Father, we offer to you the understanding of this thing, God. Lord, we draw its conclusion, Father. We circle it. Oh, my, this is mine. This is mine. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's go on. Now, saints of God, there is that fateful moment in time when you've pressed through 9 verses. Now, 9 verses can take you 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months, 9 years. I mean, you're pressing through that. You've got all your complaints. You go back. You can read this later on if you'd like. He uses such terms as, "My sore ran in the night." I mean, I'm going to go back and read some of this. Listen to the way this reads. "And cease not. My soul refused to be comforted. My God, I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. Will the Lord cast off forever and be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever?" Now, saints, we don't see any modern day cliches used in here, but that might have been one. Clean gone forever. I mean, clean gone. Not just gone, but clean gone. Now, they're not in sign of it. "Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah." Verse number 10. "And I said," say it with me, "this is my infirmity." Oh, my God. My. This is my infirmity. This is it. This is mine. This is my infirmity. This is my infirmity. Either way you want to put the emphasis on, this is my infirmity. It's my infirmity. Whichever one. You just draw that circle around. You've pushed forward. You've pushed. You've stretched. You've prodded. You've prayed. You've fasted. You've called on God. You've given God. You've sacrificed. You've finally said, God, what more does it take? I'm giving. I'm giving. I'm giving. I'm giving. I'm doing. I'm doing. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm calling. I'm reading. I'm doing. I'm believing God. Lord, I'm losing my hold. I'm losing my grip. I know I've got your audience. I know you hear every word that I'm saying, but you're not answering me. You're not coming through for me. You're not changing my circumstances. You're not doing anything. And finally, you begin to recall ancient days, better times. Oh, you begin to recall somebody else, the ancient days, ancient, better times. You begin to recall that. Lift that momentary spirit for just a moment. But saints, it's only when you conclude that this is my infirmity. Come on, church. I said it only comes when you conclude that this is my infirmity. And on the heels of concluding, you remember. Now, they must come together. All of this is encapsulated in one verse. Now, I realize that we put the numbers on here. They weren't written in this form in earlier times. But, saints, it is encapsulated in this thought. And I said, this is my infirmity, colon. But I will remember. Now, I will remember is in italics. So it's been added in all this interpretation, but the years of the right hand of the Most High. We draw this all out. The conclusion is you've got to circle this moment and say, this is my infirmity. You've got to come to grips with this. It's not an answer. He didn't come to grips with God had an answer. God had a promise. It would come off of the heels of exhaustive lamentation. But he concluded. It's kind of like a hammock. You know, a hammock is hooked between two trees. He didn't conclude at this tree, and he didn't conclude at this tree. He concluded in the belly of the hammock. Come on, saints. In between the two. He concluded in his heart and in his mind, not at the beginning of trouble, nor at the answer, because he wasn't at the beginning. He was in the throes of the sore that ran in the night. Nor had the answer come, nor was it promised to come, and his complaint was that God's forgotten me. He was in the belly of the moment. It was there at that place where he finally came to a conclusion, this is my experience. This is my infirmity. This is for a purpose. This is mine to own. It's here and it's now. I draw a circle. I'm not passing through. This is mine. I didn't stumble into this. This is, come on, church. You got to take a hold of ownership. Somebody say amen. You got to take a hold of ownership of this thing. There comes a time you didn't stumble into it. The lot was laid in the lap. God brought you down here. He allowed you to come here. You've got an audience with God. This is that moment of time. This is there. I'm talking about those moments. This is an isolated moment. This is an unusual time here in this man's life. Saints, it's been mirrored many times since then, brought down to this hour in which you and I are. God's speaking this message to us tonight to allow us to know. You can have such a time. You've got to own that moment. Draw your circle around that. And then remember. Begin to remember. What do you remember? I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I'll remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea. Thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. It goes into a period. Saints, that means it concluded in, I'm going to remember. I'm going to thank God for what he's done. For who he's done it for. He went all the way back to remember Moses and Aaron. Concluded with them. And the work of God in their life. Saints, it is to suppose that because you are also a child of God. Come on, church. It is to suppose because you are also a child of God. In your remembering of former days. The good work that God did in them. He will yet do in you. Come on, church. Amen. Do we not recall the time when Moses came to God and said, since you sent me down there, it hadn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. Ooh. God said, just keep on telling him. Oh, saints, we are to suppose that in Moses' difficult hour, he had to own that moment, church. There is a defining. There is a refining and a defining hour. You hear me, saints? There is a refining and a defining hour. And Psalm 77 moments can create the great crux of such a moment in your life. Amen. It comes down to this. You're no longer doing what you're doing, serving God the way you're serving God, because he's dangling a carrot in front of you. You can't even see the carrot anymore. As if God's even forgotten you were out on the raceway. All of that's over. You're out there by yourself. This is a terrible moment. Your soul runs in the night, and your soul refuses to be comforted. That means you search for comfort everywhere you can find it. He even went back in the past and recalling the ancient times and called up those songs in the night and immediately fell upon the remorse of verse 7, 8, and 9. Has God forgotten? I mean, the complaint of his soul. Here's the psalmist of old, saints, a man of God. I'm not talking about somebody halfway in and halfway out. I'm talking about serving God diligently day in and day out. All of that. That's who I'm talking about. A man who had served the Lord all along this line. He's the one that lifted up his complaint before God. But then in verse number 10, the crux of the moment, he said, this is my infirmity. I will remember. Church, he drew a circle around that, said, God, I own this moment. This is mine. And then he began to remember with a whole different frame of mind to remember. He began to recall the goodness of God spread across men's lives in the past. He began to recall those times with God, as God worked in those lives. Saints, and as he began to recall, he could begin to suppose upon those times, as God worked good then, he began to live vicariously through Moses and Aaron. Come on, church. He began to live vicariously through men of God who had suffered such times in their life. He began to dig out that lifestyle. It had all been brought up with Moses and the Ten Commandments and heard that from old. He began to recall the former days. My God, all of that remembering, he began to lift up his voice before the Lord, began to declare those things. Church, the word of God to you and I tonight in this message, saints, is not the conclusion with a good end. Not the conclusion as to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There's none of this here. There's only a period. There's a period before there's a blessing. There's a period before there's an answer. There's a period before God shows up on the scene. There's a period before God rewards the righteous. There's simply this man, righteous man caught in the throes of difficulty, who's finally come to the conclusion, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the former days. I'm going to remember the goodness of my God. And he begins to detail them out. You know, in mathematics class, I remember going into long division. We'd put the number off to the left and draw that little house over the top. Put those numbers in there. Finally, after some time of that, they brought us into the thing where you had a decimal point come in there. And when the number could not be divided, you'd put dot, and if it continued to enumerate itself as 777, you'd just 777 and stop. Dot, decimal, 777, 555, and stop. You just, that number would have just kept on going. Woo! Hear me, church? Would have kept on going. Saints, when a man decided he's going to remember, he had drawn his circle around my infirmity, and he began to recall. I'm telling you, he's just building up steam by the time he gets to verse number 20. And finally concludes, this is just going to go on and on and on. I'm just going to stop dot right there. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Saints, it's just going to go on and on and on. That means you overwhelm your circumstances by recollection, amen, of all the good things that God has done. He's not doing it for you now. Well, then talk about how he did it for Pete, and talk about how he did it for Mary, and talk about how he did it for Barbara and Sam and Suleen, and talk about that in the past, your parents and grandparents, talking about the people of old, talk about the good things God has done in people's lives in the past, generations past, and all of those things, the goodness of God. Remember, overwhelm that circumstance, church. And he didn't say there was an answer to it. He didn't say there was a carrot dangling, that the promise was kept. None of that. It ends with a period. That means this is just going to continue on and on and on and on. I'm going to remember because this is my infirmity. Saints, you know what's interesting about that, though? That's chapter 77. How many chapters are there in the book of Psalms? I know, but I'm just going to look at them. 143, 147, 150. Let's see how the last chapter is. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace. Come on, church. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Oh, somebody go to 150. Come on, church. Go to 150. My, my, my. Say, Pastor, I don't think this will work. Your thinker's broke. You get, let God get a hold of your thinker by the power of the Holy Ghost, church. There's nothing out of his word that returns void. I'm telling you, this message is from God tonight. Oh, my. 150. Read it with me. And read it like there's just a period and this just keeps going on and on and on and on. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now that was good, wasn't it, church? Anybody feel better after you read that? Somebody feel better after you read it? Let's read it again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Stand with me as we're going to read this tonight. Come on, church. Amen. What do I do in a time when I need spontaneous? Oh, circle a thing and recall. What do you do? Begin to praise him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Won't you lift your hands with me? Mando be setala de la bocosata. Mando le beriti ki siri ala la bocota masaya. Mando le berebecata suri biati ala la boco. Yere di sandere biate yala boco sandere bi ala la bocosata. Whoa! Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, great God. Great God. Great God. Great God. God, great God, great, come on. Oh, somebody worship the Lord tonight. Oh, somebody praise him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody exhaust yourself praising the Lord. Oh, my God, somebody overwhelm your circumstance with praise unto the Lord. Oh, you're not looking for an answer tonight. You've circled your infirmity. It's my infirmity. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to remember the former days. I'm going to remember the goodness of God. I'm going to remember the blessing of the Lord. I'm going to remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work. I'll talk of that. I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to talk about it. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then he starts talking about it. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God? He's not just remembering now, church. He's talking about it. So are you to do. Not only remember, but start talking about it. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy ways in the sea, and thy path in great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, great God. Saying you need to get a hold of this tonight. This is your message. If it's your infirmity, then it's your message. I said, if it's your infirmity, it's your message. No, there's not another message. This is your message. For your infirmity, this is your message. Oh, you don't get another one. This is it, and it's all you need. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's all you need. Oh, great God. Just remember. Draw a circle around. This is yours. Remember, remember. And overwhelm the present need for victory with praise unto a divine God. Oh, my. Don't just remember, saints. You've got to draw your circle around it. You've got to say, this is my infirmity. It is what it is. That's basically saying it is what it is. I said it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. That's interesting. That's an interesting statement. You've got to come down to, Lord, it is what it is. It is what it is before you can remember in real prayer. Now, that's an interesting statement. Because when he concludes in chapter 77, he does it by naming two men that come out of Egypt, across the wilderness, work the works of God. Two men. Let's talk about that man Moses. Just a moment. We'll close this out. Verse 10, he said, this is my infirmity. In other words, he said, it is what it is. That's just what he said. He didn't make anything. He says, it is what it is. He just finally concluded. That's just, it is what it is. You're going to have to do that. And then you remember. Then you overwhelm what it is with praise. Since you say you could change it. You can't produce the carrot. You can't finalize the deal. But you can overwhelm the moment with praise. You can do something about that moment. I can. You can. First of all, you've got to determine it is what it is. Very interesting statement. Remember when Moses mentioned him last verse? Remember when Moses said, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this at all. I couldn't speak before nor after you started talking. I'll send somebody else. I can't do this. How are they going to believe me? You got to go back. You got to go back and find a moment like this in another man's life. Well, it's interesting that the psalmist concluded in verse 10, it is what it is. Because Moses, in his early days, in this darkness of his hours, he is deciding whether he's going to obey God or not. He asked God, if I go down there and tell them people, tell Pharaoh to let my people go, by whose authority? Who am I going to tell him sent me? He said, I am that I am. Come on, church. Woo! Oh, my. You got to go back in recollection. It is what it is. Has to remember, I am that I am. Come on, church. Oh, my. He included there. Oh, lift your hands with me across this room. Come on, church. My God. Moses, your answer is, God didn't give him an answer. He said, I am that I am. In other words, you fill in the blank. In other words, you keep on going at the end of the period. It just keeps on going. Come on, somebody didn't have a complete hold on this yet. If you don't circle this completely, saints, you can't go on to the next. Oh, lift your hands across this room. Somebody in this room is going to have to accept this message tonight. You hadn't done that yet. Come on, church. Oh, my. You get you a big old yellow marker out, and you're going to have to circle your verse number 10. My God, if you got a Psalm 77 moment going on, saying to God, you can call on God. You know he's hearing you. You can remember the former days, all that stuff. But you're going to have to get your big old marker out, and you're going to have to circle verse number 10. My God. God, it is what it is. Mando vese tela dola ba ke tela dola dola ba kaya. Mire dola dola santa de bikiri yala lo kosata. Quit spiritualizing it. Don't make it more or less than what it is. Just it is what it is. It's a culmination of everything you've been fighting. You've been asking God hard questions, but he hadn't been answering them. You've been probing ahead, but it didn't brought you any nearer to the end. Finally, you conclude after all this head bashing, you got to circle that thing. Oh, my God, it is what it is. Oh, it is what it is. But you don't stop there. No. You don't stop there. Churches like Joseph didn't stop with forgetfulness. He went on to fruitfulness. Oh, my God. Then after the colon, it says, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember, verse 10 says, I will remember, verse 11 says, I will, verse number 12 says, but verse 13, he starts talking. Woo! Saying to God, you start remembering for a little while. Just start a memory recall. Just let that tape unwind. Oh, if you let that tape unwind, saints are going to spit right out of your mouth. You won't be able to retrieve it because the goodness of God's going to flow all over your house. Because there's too much God's done for you. I'm telling you, just go over to the next person that you love the most. Too much God's done for them. And then think about the next person. Too much God's done for them. Oh, and think about the generation prior. Just start that tape's just going to get away with itself. My God, it's just going to spew all over. Oh, as you begin to remember, saints, and you start remembering long enough, you're going to start talking. Woo! Just like the psalmist said, he started talking. Now it was coming out of first person. Oh, thy way, O God. Verse 13. Thou art the God. Verse 14. Thou hast with thine arm. Verse 15. The waters saw thee. Verse 16. The clouds poured out water. Verse 17. The voice of thy thunder. Verse 18. Thy way is in the sea. Verse 19. Thou lettest thy... Oh, verse number 20. Period. It just keeps on. Mando betu septolo bokuru betela lele de bakaya sa. Bereta sire de la de la bakama to raman sando de baki yele de aya. Boso breve ke tale kereta sando bakasaya. Saints, you need to exercise yourself in this prayer meeting right now. That's what it is. Oh, my God, you need to get a hold of this. Don't just bite off a little piece. Think that your mind will recall all this and you'll feed on it later. No. You need to exercise yourself tonight. Get all off into this thing. Get out there in. If you'll get out in this enough, saints, it'll carry you. You get up in that prayer meeting in the morning, you'll feel the difference. Oh, it'll be different. You go to bed tonight. Your mind will be different. Your spirit will be different. You hadn't got a hold of the carrot. You hadn't come to the end of the rainbow. You just circle that. It is what it is. And you begin to worship God. You begin to recall. Oh, you begin to think about the good things of God. And then you start talking. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you got to get back to you start talking. Oh, it wasn't what God did for somebody else. You're going to think about that a while, but you get past that, you're going to start talking. Oh, God, he is out of the first person. You begin to proclaim his praise. Oh my God. Oh, I just want you to step somewhere. Lift your hand. Just step somewhere. Oh, just move out of the place. Step somewhere. Oh, God, lift your heart before the Lord in this place. Oh, God. My God. My, get your finger. Get a hold of a grasp of this. Just sink your finger down and deep in it. Oh, my God. You got to get all into this. You got to get a hold of this all the way. Oh, my. Make sure the shoe that fits it. Make sure your shoe fits in it. Put your foot all the way in it. Tie the thing up around your ankle. Oh, my God. Now pull that cloak over you. Get your arms down those sleeves. Button that all the way up to the neck. Oh, my. My, pull that all the way up. Button that. Oh, my. Belt it on. Fasten that helmet on your head. Oh, get it on there. Get your chin strap up there. Not loose. Get it up there good and snug. Snug it up. Oh, my. Don't let that sword flap around on you. Oh, no, to tight sense that all up together. Oh, God Almighty. Get a hold of it tonight, church. Oh, thy word. Lamp unto my feet, light unto my path, oh, God. Order my steps in the word that I set against you. Oh, God, your word's quick, powerful, sharpened into it, sword. Oh, God Almighty, Father. Feeding him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, church, Moses, it turned out all right. Oh, remember Joshua? It turned out all right. Oh, my God. Remember David's trouble? It turned out all right. Oh, God. Remember Elijah? Fleeing sight of his life. It turned out all right. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Some of them didn't, saints. But because they couldn't remember and they couldn't circle. But those who could. Oh, you're going to find their names in the hall of faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, great God Almighty. Lord, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, get past the breakers, saints. Oh, get past the breakers. My God, get past the breakers. Oh, my. Don't just exercise yourself in this message tonight. Get past the breakers. Own this tonight. Own this tonight. Own it. Own it. Season that holy. The Holy Ghost will do in you what you can't do yourself. Oh, I'm telling you, saints of God, you get to the place you believe one message turn your life around, it will. Oh, my. Prophet said, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold in the gates of the city. One man didn't believe it. Rest of them did. They trod on him in the gate. One day changed it all. One word from that prophet changed it all because some folks believed God. Oh, you can believe it came from man or you can accept it from God. His spirit was behind it. His word was in it. Saints, you take a hold of it. You live in it. Oh, great God Almighty. Oh, you seize a hold of that tonight. You let God feel that. Feel your bowels with that. Eat that. My God, you drink that. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.